Wow. That's a huge treasure.
Live from the basement, it's Building a Better Dave. Check us out at betterdave.com. Email us at dave@betterdave.com. Or call in your comments, 888-563-3228. Now, here's your host, Dave Jackson.
All right, welcome to Building a Better Dave. That would make me Dave. And if you're new to the program, this is just me and a stream of consciousness. I try to make you laugh, cry, think, or moan. And today I'm here to spur you because tomorrow is Mother's Day. If you're listening to this before May 13th, and if it's after May 13th, still listen. I don't want this to be a giant pity party. But just to give you some background, I lost my mom in 1989 at the ripe old age of 59. I was at the ripe old age of 24, and it dawned on me I don't know why this hit me, but this year will be the last year where I've been alive more years with my mom than years without. I had her for 24 years. She's been gone for 23. And next year it'll be a tie. And in 2014, she will have been gone more than she was here. That's going to be very weird. And so I have other episodes about this. I don't want to, you know, expand on what I've already said. Besides, number one, get your mom something she wants, not something she needs. Don't get her a blender. Buy her a dress, you know, take her out to eat, do something she wants, not something she needs. And there used to be an old commercial. It said, it's Tuesday. It's time to call your mother, right? Remember that one? Call your mom and make that a weekly habit, because from somebody who has not been able to do that for 23 years, I miss that a lot. And it's weird. My mom died on April 27th, and Mother's Day was like the week after that or something, like very close. And that was really, thankfully, I was somewhat numb at that point. But ever since then, I've kind of been able to put up walls. And we'll talk more about that in a second here, but you kind of let the radio and the TV and the podcast commercials that are going, hey, don't forget how special your mom is. You know, be sure to let mom know, you know, don't forget to tell your mom just how wonderful she was and how much she meant to you. And you're like, man, I would love to do that. And so if you have that opportunity this week, please do. You will thank me later. And so I've done a pretty good job. And it's kind of weird because I feel kind of like a wuss, the fact that it still affects me as much as it does. I'm like, really? 23 years later? Really? But I put up the shields and they kind of bounce off. But it's something where, if for a second I drop my guard, man, does it just sting. It's amazing. And my wife asked, what do you think your life would be like if she hadn't died? Wow. That's a weird one. Number one, I actually spoke to my brother last week for the first time in months. I have hurt him somehow, and he's not speaking to me. I've hurt him because I'm trying to work on my marriage, and he thinks my wife is whatever. Doesn't like her. And I lost my train of thought. Okay, so what would it be like? Well, I'd be talking to my brother. It'd be very weird because my dad now is in a home. And I don't think he'd be there because I think she'd be taking care of him. Maybe. Don't know. Because you kind of want to paint that person as a superhero. And I have to remember that, you know, she was born in 1930. So she would have been 83. And you still kind of picture her as 59. Like, no, she'd be 83. You know, and had been a diabetic for, you know, 59 years. So I don't think she'd be doing a whole lot. You know. And I would have had someone to talk to, which is half the reason I think why I created this podcast. I don't really care who's listening. I just sometimes need to talk. And in that aspect, I think I am part female. There are many traits about me as I dig into me to find out what makes me tick. There are many, I have many, and I'm not coming out. I enjoy my penis. I don't want to, I'm not going to go Chaz Bono on us. But there are many aspects of my personality that are very female. And I think that is one of them, that I like to talk. And I need to talk at times. And when I don't have somebody to talk to, because my brother's being an idiot, well, I shouldn't say that, because my brother is hurting. And I have friends I can talk to. But I also have you. And I appreciate you listening. And I was thinking about the walls that we put up to protect ourselves. You have a built-in defense mechanism sometimes. I remember when I was in junior high and high school for that matter, it was, you know, if you don't like me the way I am, don't like me. All right, off the phone. Back when I was in high school, I had a saying, right? He said, readjusting his chair, you know, if you don't like me the way I am, well, then just don't like me. I mean, after all, I was the musician who didn't do drugs, et cetera, et cetera. And that didn't always go over really well with people. And I don't know why, but the other night I was talking with my wife, and I'd really been lately, therapy is interesting, any kind of therapy, when you really kind of step back and try to figure out what makes you tick. And I remember, and I don't know why this came back to me, but it came back to me and it kind of bugged me, and that was the fact that when I was in first grade, there was a guy named Mark Emery, and he sat next to me. And this was the first class, my kindergarten class, I sat next to my cousin. So this was like the first class where I really had to make friends. And I was painfully shy, but yet extremely goofy. If I knew you, you couldn't shut me up. If I didn't know you, maybe not so much. And so I knew this kid, and to make a long story short, he had a party, at a birthday party. And somehow my invitation got lost. And I believe my mom called his mom, who said, we must have lost his invitation. And it was one of those cases where I got to go, but because I kind of got shoehorned in, that bugged me. And I really kind of was like, well, is there something wrong with me? And I remember in second grade, Andrea Burkhart was hot, even in second grade. she's a great person. And but for whatever reason, you know, you have to hand out Valentine's for everybody so that nobody's feelings get hurt. Well, guess what? Yeah. I didn't get one from Andrea Burkhart, and I wanted one from Andrea Burkhart. And I didn't. Ouch. And so this really kind of reinforced the whole, well, what the heck? Why don't people like me kind of thing in my head? And so I kind of started putting up walls, I guess, with people. And like I said, I think that then, what's the word, evolved to, if you don't like me the way I am, don't like me kind of thing. And I would just kind of, I don't know. But I say that because with Mother's Day, I kind of have those walls back up. I just kind of hide behind them and, you know, kind of like Captain America behind his shield as things try to hurt him. And for whatever reason, when I did the math on this and went, wow, she's been gone a long time. That one snuck by the shield. And I thought, well, you know, I haven't done one of these in a while. Again, I'm not looking for a pity party. I just want to say to those of you that have your mom, take advantage of that. And that goes for dads, too, and grandmas. We, in America, at least in the media, we don't respect our elders. I mean, look at how we treat Grandpa on The Simpsons. He's this drooling boob, you know, and we just always have old people going, what? Huh? Hey? Who? Huh? I don't know. Oh, I've fallen and I can't get up. Wow. That's a huge treasure. My dad, unfortunately, when I go to visit him, I kind of hear the same thing over and over and over. But I like that record. It's my dad's record. And so I'm going to cut it at that. If you find yourself bored, try to figure out what makes you tick. Because I know in any kind of therapy I go and they go, ooh, your father wasn't around. Yeah, but he didn't abandon me. He didn't like just bolt. He was a long distance truck driver. And my whole life I've said that hasn't bothered me because I understood why. And, you know, I'm deeply grateful that he put a roof over my head. But I am starting to see that maybe that did have an effect. And maybe that's why I'm not as, you know, they say that the father instills self-confidence in people, and at least in boys, maybe. Don't know. But I'll keep this short, otherwise I could ramble. I'm going with no notes today. But dig around in the dirt. And, you know, it's interesting how, you know, that one question, my wife said, well, what do you think your life would be like if your mom was still around? And it's very weird because I'm living with my sister in the house I grew up in right now. And that really kind of made me flash back a bit. And be careful of that. There is a reason the windshield, we'll talk about this when I get my wife on to talk about what we learned in Texas. There is a reason why the windshield is bigger than the rearview mirror. But hug your mom, hug your kids, hug everybody. We're only here so long. Take advantage of every second. And for all the people I've talked to, I've met a lot of people this year who just recently lost their mom. And so for them, I say, hang in there. It gets easier. Kind of. I know on the 27th this year, it didn't even cross my mind that it was at her anniversary, but that's taken 23 years. And I was busy. I was in the middle of counseling. So have a good Mother's Day with your mother. And if you're listening to this after Mother's Day, pretend it's Mother's Day today. Buy her some flowers. Give her a hug. Buy her something nice to let her know how much you love her.